Good evening, everyone. Broadcasting live, March 6th. Today's quote is about the five hindrances. These are our nemesis. These are the bad guys. So we set out on this journey to find clarity of mind, to find enlightenment, to find the truth. When we work so hard to see the truth, to discover the truth, to investigate the truth, sometimes we don't see the truth. Sometimes we can't see the truth. There are reasons why we can't see the truth. And we can't find the truth. And that's what this quote is all about. Think of the mind as a bowl of water. When you think of those tide pools by the ocean, where if you look into the tide pool, when I was 13, we drove along the California coast. I remember looking at these tide pools full of hermit crabs and starfish and all sorts of interesting things. But the thing is, the water has to be clear. If the water is all stirred up, the water is polluted, or any number of things. So there's these five conditions of the mind that are like the five conditions of a bowl of water. If a bowl of water is mixed up with black, turmeric, or blue or yellow dye, you wouldn't be able to see into the pool. Here it's talking about actually reflection. If you look into that pool of water and try and see your reflection in the pool of water, it's all full of turmeric or dye or something, and you wouldn't see a reflection the way it truly was. In the same way, if the mind is obsessed by sensual desires for pleasant sights and sounds and smells and tastes and feelings, again, you can't tell right from wrong. You can't see the truth about yourself, about the world. You can't see the truth about things. You get deluded by things, confused by things, all mixed up. So you can't see clearly. The water is not clear. The water of the mind is not clear. Or what if the water is heated up to boiling and bubbling? If then you're to look at this water and think, maybe I'll see what my face looks like. Well, if the If the pot of water is boiling and bubbling, you won't be able to see much of anything, let alone your face. And Buddha likened this to anger. If your mind is full of anger and ill will, how could you possibly understand the truth? How could you see clearly? Your mind is a flame, is boiling over with rage and anger. You can't see the truth. You can't tell truth from falsehood, right from wrong, good from bad. All you know is what you like and dislike. Or suppose the water was overgrown with plants, water plants. You would come to this pool of water and thinking, oh, look and see how my, see what my reflection looks like. You come upon it and oh, you can't see anything because it's overgrown with water. It's overgrown with plants. The Buddha said this is like when the mind is caught up in laziness, sloth, torpor, drowsiness. And you can't see anything in the mind. So the mind doesn't have the effort to go out to the object, to be mindful of the objects as they arise. To see the objects as they are. Note them, the energy that it takes to note the object. It's not there. One gets lazy. You won't see anything that way. Or suppose the water was stirred up by the wind and there were waves and ripples caused by the wind. Same wave, anyone looks in that pool. There's no question they're not going to see their reflection as it is. And the Buddha likened this to if the mind is full of restlessness and worry. If you're restless and you're not focused on one thing and your mind is running hither and thither, caught up by thoughts of the past and the future, or worried about the past or the future. Mind isn't settled enough. And if the mind isn't settled, you can't see anything. Flitting about like a butterfly. You can't focus on anything, you can't understand anything clearly. So you do have to focus on everything. You have to be conscientious about everything that arises. Treat everything that arises like a guest. And don't dismiss them, don't overlook the guests. You have to see what every guest, just like a good host, has to see what the guest needs. You have to stop and greet the guest. Could be a bad person or a good person, but you won't know unless you greet them. You have to take the time to check them out. So we have to be conscientious with every experience, not being superficial about them. And finally, suppose there's a bowl of water that is muddy, so stirred up on the bottom, so it's all muddy and set in the dark. Suppose it's dark and you look in a mud puddle. This is the Buddha likens delusion, ignorance. Doubt. Yeah, we're on the hindrances. Doubt